Hello, church. Welcome, friends and guests. My name is Rockford Johnson, and it's my great privilege and joy to serve as senior pastor here, along with so many leaders and servants in this church. It's a great joy to connect with you for this time of worship. Welcome. Please let us know you're worshiping with us by clicking on the link in the chat box or going to our website, mcfarlandumc.org, and letting us know if you would. Also, let us know how we can pray for you. On the front page of our website, you'll find a red prayer request button, and we would covet you letting us know how we can celebrate with you and pray with you about your concerns. If this is your first time to connect with us, we would invite you to contact us so that we can be in conversation or answer your questions. We would love to do that as well. And if you're considering joining us for in-person worship, welcome. And we just want you to know that we're following CDC guidelines, and we welcome you to come and join us on any Sunday. Please see our website for more information about that. We also need you to know that we've made some recent revisions in our times, and those are also on the website. The 11:15 service has moved to 11 a.m., etc. Many of you have name tags if you're members of McFarland, and I'm asking that you might pull those out, and next time you come, bring those along so that those of us who are relatively new and who've come during the time of pandemic and social distancing can get to know you better if you'll do that for us and wear those name tags. If you need one, there are request forms available, and we encourage you to do that. Today is the final Sunday with our principal organist, John Morrow, and we are going to miss him, but we're celebrating that he's advancing his education, going off to do more education, and there will be a reception outdoor at the gazebo just after the 11 a.m. service. I want to introduce you to you today, J.R. Mayunga. J.R., if you would join me over here. Today we welcome J.R. to our staff as a summer intern. He is a native of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and was born into a family of seven children. In 2010, he moved to pursue education, a bachelor's degree in natural resource management at the United Methodist Africa University in Zimbabwe. And in 2016, he moved to Tanzania, where he worked for 3.5 years as a missionary at the United Methodist Church of Morogoro, Tanzania. As a missionary at that church, he taught Sunday school, youth choir, assisted in instilling Christian values in children and youth and at the school. And he raised funds for students' sponsorship programs, and he worked with the Maasai community. He had always dreamed of coming to the United States to further his education and ministry, but did not know how that would happen until McFarland helped make his dream come true. And so he is currently at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Bright Divinity School as a student studying for ministry. J.R., I welcome you to say a word to our people.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rockford, for the beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited to be here. I can't believe that this is happening. As the scripture says, at the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So it's happening. And I really appreciate the support for McFarland that has been supporting me since I came to the United States. And I'm here at McFarland in person, and I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to learn more from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So today in worship, we're focusing on the joy of community as we launch a new series working through the biblical book of 1 John, called Children of God, Seeking the Light in 1 John. And so as we worship together today, let us remember this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you. please join with me in our affirmation of faith, children of God, from the book of 1 John. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. This is the message we have heard from God and declare to you. God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay our lives for our brothers and sisters. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Children of God, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. God is love, and we who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in us. This is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in God's Son. This is how we know that God lives in us. We know it by the Spirit God gave us. We are children of God, seeking the light of God.
As we enter into this time of our giving and receiving, of blessing our offerings, what better to lift up than the ministry JR is embarking on here at McFarland? He is one of the next generation of Christian leaders that we are helping lift up, and it's made possible by the gifts of folks like you. So thank you. JR is already learning what it's like to be in ministry, going on hospital visits. He'll be going to church camp, being a part of our mission and ministries, and learning what it's like to help lead a church. And we are so grateful for his presence and for the ways in which you help support his journey and the journey of so many others. You can continue to give and support our church by giving through our app. You can do so by going to our website, mcfarlandumc.org/giving, or you can mail your check or drop it off at the church the next time you're here. Let us pray. Jesus, you are our salvation and our joy. As we begin celebrating this summer season, we are reminded that our joy makes your joy complete. We thank you for the new life and power that we have through your death and resurrection, because we know that true joy can only come by your Spirit flowing through us. We ask you to fill us with your Spirit and let your joy overflow through our joy. Although we go through times of pain, sorrow, and difficulty, your promises bring us hope. We will sow with tears in this life, but you promise that we will also reap with songs of joy. Great joy is amongst us, and we pray that you would give us your heavenly joy today, especially in times when we feel tired, discouraged, or weighed down. Break into our minds and hearts with your grace. We ask for joy that is inexplicable, contagious, and filled with praise as we pray the prayer that Jesus first taught us, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky.
Every day I
Our scripture reading today comes from 1 John verses 1 through 4. Won't you hear these words? We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh God, we pray that you would open our hearts and minds, give us wisdom and insight so that we might hear what the Spirit would say to us through these words and from this word of Scripture. So we come together today for the nurture of our own lives and for the strength of our church and for the advance of the mission of Jesus to change the world. In whose name we pray, amen. The handiwork of God abounds in a great display of brilliant colors in the spring and early summer, this time of year, every year. And against the backdrop of green in every shade, flowers almost jump out of the ground. They sing a song of life like some great choir in a kind of choral, floral arrangement of an ode to joy. As author Iris Murdoch once wrote, "People from a planet without flowers would think we must be mad with joy all the time to have such things about us." When I look out and imagine all your faces, all your lives, all of our lives, I see beautiful expressions of great variety together in authentic community and in true communion with God and with each other. As the masks come off and restrictions ease and gathering increases, I find myself mad with joy, rejoicing. I sense and see the joy of community coming back into full bloom. Today, we launched a series of sermons called Children of God, Seeking the Light in 1 John, a small biblical book by the same name. It's one of three small writings that have a great affinity with and echoes of the Gospel of John. Now, 1 John is often referred to as a letter, but it does not have letter form. There's no formal opening and closing like so many letters in the Bible, and it probably is a sermon or a teaching essay. In fact, a good case can be made that 1 John is the third of three documents delivered at the same time to a church. New Testament scholar Luke Timothy Johnson argues that what we call 3 John was a letter of recommendation to a church leader certifying that the carrier of the other two documents should be received and trusted with open arms. What we call 2 John, he says, was to be read to the congregation as a cover letter for what we call 1 John, this sermon-like teaching. Apparently, at the church to which these documents were sent, there was some conflict and shakeup going on. So the pastor puts together this three-document packet out of great desire and meticulous intention to guide the congregation. He tells us clearly in what we heard read earlier, quote, "We are writing these things to you that our joy may be complete." The pastor writing this lesson wants to be mad with joy, full of joy, to experience perfect joy in bold and beautiful blossom. He writes to nurture and inspire a certain kind of joy, the joy of community. That is, the joy that community creates and the joy experienced in community. In particular, he points to the joy of community rooted and centered in God through Jesus. So he opens with a reference to Jesus as the one who is from the beginning of their life and faith together, the one in whom the life of God appears, the one who reveals God as light and love. In fact, as we move through this series in 1 John, we will encounter two brief but bold and brightly highlighted declarations that define God and summarize much of what is written. God is light and God is love. Light refers to wisdom and guidance for how we live and conduct ourselves. God's light both reveals our sin and shows us how to avoid error. It also guides us to live faithful to the way of Jesus. Love refers to God's faithfulness in forgiving sin and in bonding us both to God and to each other. More than once, we will hear the familiar command, love one another. So the writer recalls and represents Jesus in these opening verses as the touchable, tangible, observable demonstration of the divine life that is light for all humanity, the light that ultimately all of us are seeking. He declares that Jesus is the root, the basis, the center of the community of the faithful. He represents Jesus to them so that everyone is clear about the singular basis of Christian community, both vertically between persons and God and horizontally between each other. His claim is this: we embrace Jesus so that we have communion with God and community with each other. We embrace communion with God and community with each other so that we realize the full joy of life in connection, so that we are mad with joy when we see or connect with all the people in the community of faith. As children, many of us learn that little hand demonstration, that little rhyme, here's the church and here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. Now that the church is becoming what we call phygital, P-H-Y-G-I-T-A-L, a combination of physical and digital, that simple little demonstration doesn't quite tell the whole story. Now we both open actual doors and see people gathered in physical spaces, and we also open virtual doors and see, quote, see people through online portals, cameras, connections, apps, and experiences. The joy of community can be found even in the combination of the two. We also yearn, certainly, for everyone to come home to the church building when people are ready, even as we also honor everyone who finds it necessary and helpful to connect some of the time or even all of the time online. In fact, it is interesting that even in these ancient writings, we find the both and of technology and in-person connections and communication. In this opening to 1 John, the writer claims that he is using the low-tech technology of pen and paper, or quill and papyrus back then, to send his sermon. He's writing so that joy will flood his soul. But in 2 John, the cover letter to 1 John, he writes, although I have much to write to you, I would rather not use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come to you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. Both and. The time has come when we also must embrace the joy of community, both physically and digitally, and become fully There's that word again, fidgetal. But why? Well, for the fullness of the joy of community, so that we serve the people, connect with the people, nurture and challenge the people, and invite and welcome new people into the joy of community centered in Jesus, in whom we discover the light and the life of God. And we do that using both physical and digital means and methods. In an online post about a year ago, titled, and it's a long title, "After Coronavirus Stopped My Real World Choir, I Found Joy and Solace in Singing with Strangers Globally." That's Tom Vanderbilt's title to his post. He tells how he was not a very capable singer, but he had taken vocal lessons so that he could escape singing only in the shower. So after some practice, he joined the New York Choir Project because he liked their choice of music and songs and because they did not require auditions. That would be my kind of choir. He said a funny thing happened. Choir became a high point in his life. He had closed out a normally dreary Monday with that evening's rehearsal and leave on an absolute high. Small wonder, he said, for as science and experience have shown, singing together is ridiculously good for us. There's a raft of evidence for how it improves our sense of well-being, releases a flood of beneficial hormones, lowers blood pressure, and boosts immune response. Then the pandemic hit and the choir shut down. And as the weeks wore on, deprived of participation in live choir, he turned to a popular online karaoke app called Smool. He turned there because he wanted to sing, and he began to connect and sort of sing with people around the world. He said he sang Sondheim songs with Indonesians, Spanish ballads with Germans, and reggae anthems with Koreans. But he said, "I missed my real world choir. I missed feeling the actual energy coming off of other people." And like any number of quarantine choirs, he said his choir eventually moved online to the familiar Zoom grid. He said it was reassuring to see the sea of earbud-clad friendly faces, but as the technology wasn't quite there, they really couldn't sing together, all together, live. And so back in July of 2020, not knowing how long it might be, he said, "I'm dreaming of the day our voices reunite." So now for us, after months and months of church by distance, after a long, long stretch of vacant Sunday school classrooms, after untold hours on Zoom or home alone, there can be little doubt that physical, in-person gathering has a deeper and more resonant energy and impact on us than online. It may not create more joy, but it certainly generates more felt joy. God, of course, can work through distance and digital means, no problem, but we sense the presence and energy of God even more and more easily when we gather in person. Just as the writer of 1 John highlights how the life and light of God was made immediate, touchable, and observable in Jesus. In a similar way, we are overjoyed by gathering in tangible places without masks or with them if we're not yet vaccinated, able to actually see smiles and expressions face to face, and today on June 6th to enjoy sweet fellowship with donuts, to sing with hymnals that we can hold, greet others with handshakes as appropriate, and hear voices beside us in harmonious praise. We are mad with joy at the beauty of God's people gathered, but we are also flooded with joy at the beauty of God's people connected by these virtual means, online worship, digital video small groups, meetings, etc. The future holds both experiences for the church, and we will embrace both wholeheartedly and strategically. Necessary schedules, interruptions, winter weather, health restrictions, and other things that previously would have kept us from worship or other engagements may now be overcome, at least in part, by digital online options. Of course. You see, finally, joy and community that generates joy is not wholly dependent upon external matters or modes of connection and gathering. The true joy that Christian community generates is generated by faithfulness. By faithfulness. That is the overall point of the book of 1 John. The pastor who writes these instructions desires the joy that a healthy community generates, and he knows that that requires faithfulness. Faithfulness to the generating center of God made known in Jesus. Faithfulness to God who is light by our walking, that is, our living in the light. And faithfulness to God who is love as a community deeply and unshakably faithful to love both God and one another, just as God loves us, a love defined by the faithful sacrifice of Jesus. So we can turn up the volume and the speed of our music. We can punctuate the rhythms of our music as a way of lifting spirits and elevating enjoyment. We can fill our classrooms with the familiar aroma of coffee and the delicious of donuts, along with happy chatter and witty conversation that will create some laughter, of course, and gladness. But the joy that goes deep and rises strong up in the face of trouble is generated by a life of interconnected faithfulness. True and full joy comes from a classroom filled with true friendships, people in person and online who are genuine friends of God and friends of faith with each other, people who listen deeply, grieve, and celebrate with each other, make space for differences and variety, but never turn their back on each other. Full blossom joy comes also from disciples of Jesus engaged in work projects and justice advocacy out of faithfulness to the light and the love of God. Light for the world and love for the world, faithful to our prayer that God's love would reconfigure the world on earth as it is in heaven. In our families, we can generate happiness through gaining and spending by engaging in entertainment and sporting and fast busyness and multiplied obligations and engagements. But to generate joy in our families requires faithfulness, fidelity, and proactive relational work in marriage, and committed parenting that not only recognizes the bond of love on birthdays and graduations and other high moments, but that faithfully attends to the heartaches, the ambitions, the errors, and the ruminations of our children. Creating true joy in families also calls for intentional churching, the kind of family participation in church in nurturing faith, both by engagement in worship, discipleship, and missions, and by at-home engagement that intentionally relates faith in God to developments in the news, current affairs, personal experiences with others, and much more. So both as church and as families, even in our businesses, multiplied, interconnected faithfulness generates joy, the joy of community. walking in the light, seeking the light, readiness to act in the light of the teachings and examples of Jesus generates joy. Faith-centered working together to feed the hungry, keep the utilities on, provide clothing or education, or to build an affordable house for a family generates joy. And then there is this happy corollary. The joy that is generated by faithfulness in turn generates and strengthens community. Communal faithfulness then also generates joy. And that joy fosters fellowship that is faithful to God and each other. And life together with its joyfulness spurs even more joy. Increased joy then multiplies the bonds of communion and on, creating this wonderful synergizing spiral as joy and community feed upon each other so that we realize the increase of spiritually and emotionally healthier, happier, and more truly loving families and family of faith. Faithful community in Christ has the power to generate joy. Joy has the power to rescue and redeem and build community. In his book, Jewish Tales of Mystic Joy, Yitzhak Buxbaum tells this story about Rabbi Bunim. A young man slipped and fell into the swift current of a surging river. Another moment and he would drown. Everyone panicked and they were all crying out in terror, "Save him! Somebody save him! He's going to die!" But the rabbi cried out to the drowning man in a rather joyous and elevated statement, "Give my regards to Leviathan." What seemed a weird reference to the giant sea creature or monster mentioned several times in the Hebrew scriptures. The drowning man, who had lost hope of fighting the current, heard the rabbi's quirky shout out and suddenly began to struggle again for himself, to save himself. Why? Because the rabbi's lighthearted wisdom snatched him out of his despair and aroused his will to live. It renewed his energy, and he struggled successfully against the roiling current until he finally latched onto a floating plank that had been cast out from a passing ship, and he held onto it until he was able to get safely to the shore. Well, there was a big crowd on the shore, but the man went straight to the rabbi and fell on his neck and said, "You saved my life. If it wasn't for your clever words, I would have died because of my despair and the confusion I was in because of everyone's dire screams. But your joyful humor aroused my will to live. Because of you, I am alive." Rabbi Bunim used to tell this story and conclude, "See the power of joy." Let us pray. We give you our thanks, O God, that you pull us into community with you, centered in Jesus, and you give us joy in many ways as we live life together in your light and in your love. May it be true in all of our lives, our families, and in all that we do. In the name and the way of Jesus, amen.
We now enter into that time of our service where we celebrate Holy Communion. And so if you have bread or crackers and juice at your home, I invite you to prepare your own elements as we prepare the elements here. We want you to know that in Jesus Christ, all are welcome and all are worthy to participate in the joy of community. And so what that means is in the United Methodist Church, we celebrate an open table, which means that this table, that this moment of communion, it's not McFarland's table. So that means you don't have to be a member of McFarland. It's not a United Methodist table, so you don't have to be United Methodist, but this is Jesus's table. And so that all you need to know is that if you are a child of God, which you are welcome and worthy at this time. Now, every first Sunday of the month when we celebrate Holy Communion in our sanctuary worship service, we take a special offering. This offering goes to our Utilities Assistance Program. And our Utilities Assistance Program, which meets every Thursday morning now that we are able to gather back again, is fully funded and supported by gifts through this special offering, funded above and beyond the normal gifts and tithes to the church. The last year, we served over $100,000 annually to support over 540 families. This means that 545 families were able to keep their lights on, their heat going, or their water running because of gifts from you. That is the power of the joy of community.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we often fail to love you with our whole heart and neglect to love our neighbors, those in need, and even our adversaries, as Jesus has taught us. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so together we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom you made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us connected here and on these gifts of bread and wine here and in our homes and our hands. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The cup is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The bread is a sharing in the body of Christ. Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And so this is the body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ poured out for you. Receive the grace of God. God, thank you for filling us with your grace and truth, your light and love, and guide us as we seek your truth in the days ahead. Amen. And now, may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace, and believing that hope may abound in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.